affidavit deadline day. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Justice Department attorneys have until noon Eastern time to submit to a federal magistrate in Florida a redacted version of the affidavit used to get a search warrant for former President Trump's home.
The judge is expected to review the proposals and decide whether or not the redactions are needed or are appropriate, and then decide exactly what to make public. The judge already said he would delay any release of the affidavit to give the Justice Department time to appeal his decisions, meaning a release of that affidavit could still be weeks away.
Fox's Evan Brown. Former President Trump wants to see the entire affidavit made public. President Biden again insisting he was hands-off the entire thing.
Mr. President, how much advance notice did you have of the FBI's plan to search Mar-a-Lago?
I didn't have any advance notice. None. Zero. Not one single bit.
But a letter from the National Archives says the White House legal counsel was working with them on the Trump documents. There could be legal challenges to the president's announcement yesterday that he will forgive billions of dollars in student loan debt. House Speaker Pelosi in a statement calling it a strong step to expand access to higher education. But just 13 months ago, she said the president didn't have the authority to erase student loan debt.
He does not. He can postpone, he can delay, but he does not have that power. That has to be an act of Congress.
The president said his plan is responsible and fair. Exactly 3 months to the day since the deadly school shootings in Uvalde, Texas, the school board taking action last night.
Hearing none, all in favor? Motion passes unanimously.
Firing school's police chief Pete Arredondo for not sending officers in to subdue the shooter more quickly. Arredondo has said he didn't consider himself to be in charge of the scene that day. Convicted killer James Coddington has only hours to live, scheduled to be lethally injected in Oklahoma later this morning. America is listening to Fox.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
A curious claim from the Taliban in Afghanistan saying it has not found the body of Ayman al-Zawahiri. Pentagon says it killed the al-Qaeda leader with a drone strike at a residence in Kabul last month. A review finds, despite an order from President Biden to end imports from Russia, billions of dollars in goods are still coming in.
Around this time last year, about 6,000 shipments from Russia came into U.S. ports. Now the AP finds that number is down to about 3,600 shipments since Russia began its invasion of Ukraine. Unsanctioned products like wood, metals, and rubber. It's a steep drop, but still adds up to more than $1 billion a month. One example, Russia exports a lot of aluminum, and cutting that off from U.S. markets could drive up prices. Also, it can be hard to tell if a product came from Russia. U.S. companies import oil from Kazakhstan, but it comes through Russian ports, and some of it may be mixed with Russian fuel. Till NATO, Fox News.
Ukraine's president says Russian forces launched an attack on a train station in central Ukraine yesterday, killing 22 people on the country's Independence Day. A federal appeals court ruling being cheered by the LGBTQ community.
The president's announcement benefits 43 million borrowers, including 20 million who will see their student debt totally canceled, up to $10,000 in federal loans, $20,000 in Pell Grants for borrowers making up to $125,000 a year, and up to $250,000 for couples. Everyone else gets an additional four-month pause. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi writes, President Biden's bold action is a strong step in Democrats' fight to expand access to higher education. But just last year, she didn't think this was legal.
That's Fox's Peter Ducey on the gender dysphoria ruling. A federal appeals court has ruled the gender dysphoria is covered by the Americans with Disabilities Act, which make it illegal to discriminate against individuals in that category. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.